In a standard lunchbox, I would pack a sandwich or a bread roll, a piece of fruit, and a treat.
Yeah.
And so that's basically it. And the treat would be a muffin or a cake that I've made or
yeah.
On Tuesdays, that's an issue for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So some are not as evil as others, apparently.
Right.
So it's never an issue any other day of the week.
Yeah.
And there have been days where I've said, look, that's all I've got tonight, short of going back to the supermarket to get something else to put in. Perhaps you could say to the teacher, that's all Mum had, or it's actually a banana and chocolate chip muffin. Just make something up.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Right. I think we've all got anxiety about the Tuesday lunch boxes around here pretty much.
Right. Okay, so it is a thing then about packing the Tuesday lunchbox.
Yeah.
It's a thing for you and it's a thing for the children.
Definitely. We're a double career household. And, the last thing you want to do at 8:30 on a Monday night is go down to the shops and buy something that's going to fit the bill for the following day when there's other things that you've got.
Yeah.
The other issue for me is how much money I have literally wasted on containers.
Right.
Sort of disaster lunches, the scenarios, and said, all right, I'm just going to have a cheese and lettuce sandwich every day. And by grade five, she just said, I can't eat another cheese and lettuce. So I went, oh my goodness, it took that long.
Probably misunderstanding about junk food. Her best friend has been bullied for being fat.
Oh,
so I think, and she's overweight.
Mm.
But it's, so at grade three, and possibly, I think possibly earlier it's being bullied. So the kids are, and it's a pretty common, there's a couple of others that have been
really
called out for being fat. So it's a real, an insult and one that's people obviously know that it's going to cause a reaction. So I think she's certainly really aware of that and